After 36 years of operation, the Longreach Student Hostel will close at the end of this school year.
Very disappointing, actually, to have to do it, because it's been an institution that a lot of rural students, particularly rural students, have used. Some of the students from the smaller surrounding towns, there's no high schools, have also used it. It's an end of an era, really.
After consistently low enrolments over the past 4 years, a trend that is forecast to continue, the Longreach Mayor says the decision to close the hostel has come down to simple numbers.
It's been costing the council considerable money. We're losing on the facility. Over the last 4 years, I don't think we've got into to double figures with the students there. And we need at least 15 to even look like making it worthwhile breaking even. And this year, we actually got a consultant to do a business case on the hostel. They looked at a big area, big draw area for students, even as far as Boulia and Quilpie, trying to see what students were out there that might be possibly heading our way. They also looked at the trends with distance ed and a couple of, about four boarding schools, just to see how their numbers were faring. And the indication was everyone is going backwards, everyone's losing students. And this calendar year, we are running with 5 students. But the fact that over the 4 years, we'd lost in the vicinity of $330,000 on the facility, it's disappointing that we've had to come to this decision. But just, you can't just keep going, pouring money into something year after year, and it's just making less money for us.
Longreach Mayor Joe Owens. Eva and Dean Mitchell have been managing the hostel for the past 7 years. Over that time, student numbers have dropped from 18 down to 5. Mrs. Mitchell says it's disappointing the community will lose this facility.
We've had some amazing young people through there, so it holds lots and lots of memories. I think for the young people that we have at the moment, too, that's sad, but the families that stay with us, they come into the community, they obviously shop in the community, and as a community I think we're going to miss some of the flow-on effect from having families who spend money here. Some of those families will go out of town now and that money will go out of town. However, due to our really, really low numbers, it's not something you can really count on at the moment as saying we would stay open for that reason alone.
Eva, you've been involved with the kids for those 7 years, you both have. Where have the kids come from and what are their backgrounds, Eva?
A lot of the young people that we get in are from our agricultural communities. So our smaller towns, we call them our feeder towns, Muddaburra, Isisford, Junda, Stonehenge. And a lot of parents are people who work in the shearing industry, who work on properties, maybe mustering and things like that. And when you've got a really good industry going and we've got good rain and there's good stock around, we've got bigger numbers in those teams. There are people who are working in those small communities. They tend to be the children of these people that we get into the hostel. So obviously with the drought, our numbers have been decimated. Our agricultural industry is really, really suffering. And so we've seen that flow-on effect in here to us as well.
Things like the drought and the declining sheep industry have been going on for a number of years, Eva. When did things really start to change in terms of numbers at the hostel?
Probably about 3 years ago, we noticed. It really quite quickly happened over those last 3 years.